Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bava Basra, Perik Hey, Mishnah Yod. The Torah puts a tremendous emphasis on Chas V'Shalom, not cheating someone through a scale that isn't accurate, or a measuring cup that isn't accurate. The Torah HaKadosh doesn't even want us to keep such a scale in our home or in our store, even if we're not using it. Chazal even tell us it was on this Tanai that we have honest scales that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And there was a chiyuv for Beis Din to send inspectors around and make sure that the scales are accurate and people aren't doing different tricks. So besides for the regular lav of stealing and einog, zeila, geneva, if there's a shava pruta, but there's this additional lav of fooling someone through a scale. And it's very serious because it's almost impossible to correct. If you had a scale that was not honest, how do you know who to return it to when you want to do tshuva? With that in mind, let's see our Mishnah. Hasita in a wholesaler. This is a person, says the Batanura, Shekoina harba biyachat. He buys large quantities from many producers. V'choizer umoicha l'chen v'nim ma'at ma'at. Then slowly he sells it in much smaller portions to different shopkeepers. Zakta Mishnah. Vasita in the wholesaler. Mekaneach, he has to wipe down midoisav, his measuring cups, his kalim, achas l'shloishim yom, once every 30 days. Let's say I'm selling wine. What happens is there are pieces of wine harden, or the shmarim, the sediments, same is true for oil. It begins to accumulate in the keli. What does that mean? It means that when a person says, can I have a cup full of oil, he's really getting less oil, because I'm filling up the cup to the top. But being that there are some dried out parts at the bottom of the container, it's holding less, obviously. So he thinks he's getting a cup full. He's not really getting a cup full. Mela, once every 30 days, you have to make sure to clean it. Ubal habayis, who doesn't constantly sell like a wholesaler, but sometimes he sells. Achas l'shneya maser chaydesh. He has to clean it once every 12 months. Being that he's using it less, so there's less buildup at the bottom. However, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, chiluf hadvarim, just the opposite. The sitain, the wholesaler, who's constantly pouring in and pouring out, he has to clean it less. Because every time he uses the keli, the new liquid washes out the residue from the one before. It doesn't have a chance to dry up. So he doesn't have to clean it that often. It's the balabayas who isn't constantly pouring new liquid into it. For him, there's more of a chshash that this dredge, this sticky stuff, is going to fill up the bottom. And as a result, when he fills it up with wine or oil, it won't really be full of wine or oil because it only starts after the accumulation at the bottom. Vaitrazakta Mishnah. So till now we discussed a wholesaler who pours a lot of wine and oil back and forth because he's selling to the stores. We discussed the balabayas. But what about a shopkeeper? Now, we already learned something about a shopkeeper. Remember what we learned in the Mishnah Ches? That the shopkeeper doesn't have to keep the jug tipped over for the extra 3 drops after the liquid stops pouring? Well, that turns out to be a problem when it comes to things accumulating at the bottom of the barrel or the jug. Because there's more liquid left to dry up. In any event, so the shopkeeper is, as the Batanura explains, in between the wholesaler and the balabais. So what is the halacha with this shopkeeper, with the chenveni? The Mishnah chenveni mekaneach, he's supposed to clean. He's supposed to wipe down his measuring cup or whatever keli he uses to measure. Pamayim b'shabbos, twice a week. Umemacha mishkeloisav, he also has to wash his weights. Pamachas b'shabbos, once a week. Now, let's remember what the scale looks like. Remember the pictures on Rosh Hashanah? There's one long pole in between. There's like a chain that comes down to the two sides. There's a little cup on either side. Now, how does this work? How does the scale work? So let's say I have a piece of metal or a stone that weighs a pound. And I'm measuring meat. So I put meat on the other side. And when it's equal and even, I know that the meat weighs a pound. Now, if you don't wash down the weight, things stick to it. They dry up over there, and it becomes heavier. Furthermore, mekaneach, he's also mechuyev to wipe down maznayim. Now, maznayim is the scale. But here we're talking about these two little trays that hang from the chain on both sides, the pans. Those he has to wipe off, I'll call mishkul or mishkul, after each and every time he uses it to weigh something. We want to make sure that there's nothing left over from what he sold beforehand in this little tray. If something is left from before, you'll be cheating the next customer, because it's going to look like it's heavier than it actually is. Okay, so what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that a wholesaler has to wipe down his measuring cup or measuring kelim once every 30 days so that the dried out pieces at the bottom don't build up. A balabayis, it's enough once every 12 months. Shimon Gamil says the other way around, the wholesaler is constantly pouring so the new liquid washes out the old liquid. He can do it once every 12 months, it's enough. But the balabayis that doesn't keep washing it down, here there's more of a chance something will stick to the bottom. And it's the balabayis that has to do it at least once every 30 days. We said that a shopkeeper has to wash it down twice a week. Again, our concern is the wine or the oil that kind of freezes at the bottom. And because he's not mechuyev to tilt it until the extra 3 drops come down, there's more of a chance that things are going to stick over there. We said the weights that he uses to balance what he's selling, that he has to wash once a Shabbos. If he doesn't, it's going to be heavier. And actually, he's going to be the one that's being cheated. Because if his weight is heavier, he's going to have to put on more meat or more fish, whatever he's selling, to equal it out. So we don't want anyone to be cheated, not the buyer, not the seller. The Miznayim, the actual little trays on both sides of the scale, every time you weigh it, you have to wash it off to make sure that when the next person comes in to buy and it says a pound, it's really a pound, that it's not just 3/4 of a pound, and 1/4 of a pound is still things that are stuck from last time.